Welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All cities have areas the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. Today we are off to India. With conflict zones all around the country, its capital New Delhi has attracted waves of refugees from Afghanistan, Kashmir, Myanmar and Tibet. While most Tibetans in India prefer to live in the mountains, there are thousands in the city. When they flocked there in the 1960s, they settled in what was then a desolate patch of land on the banks of the Yamuna River. Now the neighborhood of Majnukatila is a thriving community, a Buddhist temple at its heart and full of Tibetan street food vendors and inexpensive cafes and restaurants. Anup Havsabra from Delhi Food Walks led Monocle's Arti Bettigeri through some of his favorite spots.
We are in Majnukatila. This place is a neighborhood of North Delhi, near the main Delhi University campus. This place came into being after in 1960s, after the Indo-Chinese War. And there are many Tibetan people living here. There are more than 5,000 people living around this area.
So already we've just walked about 20 meters from the main road, and already I've seen two or three street food stalls. What kind of food do they have here, and is it pretty ubiquitous?
So this place is famous for the authentic Tibetan food. So there are many street food, street delicacies here. The most popular one is lafen. So lafen is like a flat noodles stuffed with like soya granules with chili sauce and soup. So this is the most popular dish in Tibetan colony. Then you have something called shabale. That's more like, in Hindi we call it a dish called keema samosa. Like keema is minced meat and samosas are a fried snack. So that's they stuff momos with buffalo meat or pork meat or chicken or lamb, and then they deep fry it in oil. That's the second popular dish here. The third one is like thuppa. That's again noodles with soup and minced meat and vegetables. Then the fourth one is thentuk. That's more like a flat noodles served with a soup. So they have many dishes, like these are the popular dishes here in Tibetan colony.
Let's go try some. So just like a lot of Delhi neighbourhoods, there are small, narrow laneways that kind of wind their way through to a central courtyard. But the biggest difference here is that it just looks so Tibetan. What are the main differences between here and your regular Delhi neighbourhood?
This is like all the places here, all the shops are owned by the Tibetan refugees here. So the people, they can see like all of them sitting around having the butter tea, what we call bhojla. It's like it's made up of yak cheese. There is a Buddhist temple right out here, and people are just chanting the Buddhist. They're chanting Buddhist prayer. They're doing the prayers right now. You want to try the lafen?
Yeah, sure. Let's.
Yeah, please go.
So it's a small little stall, isn't it? There's a few little stalls like this dotting this courtyard. So can you describe it to me?
So this is you can see this, like it's like a pancake. It's made up of rice and white flour, and then they bake it. Then over it they will add some salt, some garam masala. That's a mix of different spices. Then red chili sauce and soya granules, and then they roll it and cut it into small pieces. So that's what we eat here.
What's in the white garam masala?
It's like a mixture of different spices. They say it's like from Tibet region. It's not from like local places. And it's like normally Indian garam masala is black in color, but it's white in color. You can try the dry one. It's also very good. Okay. I like that one. The soup is a bit spicy.
Let's try the dry one.
Dry one. Yeah.
It's really good. It's very spicy.
That's the main flavor, like we get the flavor with the spiciness of this thing. Yeah, when you walk down this lane, it feels like you are in a dharamshala.
So it does, doesn't it?
Yeah. You see pictures of Dalai Lama everywhere. Then there are shops selling jackets, jumpers, then t-shirts. Then you get like incense sticks, perfume, everything get on the street. And you see many college students also, because this place is very close to Delhi University. So now we are, it's around 1:30 here, so you'll see many, many students coming here to have quick lunch.
You went to Delhi University. Is this where you used to come?
Yeah, I used to come a regular. I used to be a regular here. Especially used to get rice beer here. That's why it's quite popular here. Yeah. And we call it chung. So, and now there's another version that has come up. It's called pineapple beer. That's like fermented pineapple. That's a very popular drink at this place.
So what's next on the food tour?
Now we are going to the Big Apple stall, and there they serve three different kinds of thali. Thali in English, it means plate. So in thali you have different kinds of sauce. They serve with bread and rice. So the most popular bread in the Jugatila is tigmo. Tigmo is like a Tibetan bread. There's a steamed bread. It could be made up of wheat flour or white flour, and they eat it with different kinds of curry. So we are going to have that, and then it is served with a chicken curry. At Bhutanese you will get pork curry. So there are different kinds of curry you get with the thali.
So we have a Tibetan thali, vegetarian.
So lapsha, like they're saying that there's, you get the meat cooked with radish, then you have dal, that's lentils, then they have bok choy as like a leaf with sesame seeds, then you have yogurt, rice and tigmo bread, which we were talking about earlier. So you get tigmo bread also.
And then there's a Bhutanese thali as well?
Yeah, there's a Bhutanese thali where you get keva dachi, that's like potatoes in chili and cheese sauce. Then you have emma dashi, that's green chili with onion and tomato and cheese. Then you have again same bok choy with sesame seeds. Then you have yogurt and brown rice.
And over the page, we have Nepali thali.
They have veg and non-vegetarian, both of them. They have aloo beans, like potato and beans. And then they have seasonal vegetables. Then dal, like lentils. Again, yogurt with rice.
That was episode number 20 of Food Neighborhoods. Our guide to New Delhi's neighborhood of Mashnugatila was Anupav Sabra from Delhi Food Walks. For more food and drink stories, tune in to The Menu every Friday at 1900 London time. Also, we still have some tickets left for a special live edition of The Menu, which will be recorded in front of an audience on Friday, February the 24th. You'll find more details on Monocle's website. I am Markus Hippi. Thank you for listening and goodbye.